USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The crash that killed Kobe Bryant and eight other people will likely spur on the Federal Aviation Administration to begin requiring safety systems that are currently on certain helicopters that fly America's skies. Bryant, his teenage daughter Gianna, and seven other people were killed when the helicopter crashed near Malibu. The pilot had 8,200 hours of flying time and was deemed instrument rated, which means he should have been capable of flying in low visibility conditions, relying only on information from the helicopter's gauges. The NTSB is investigating the cause of the crash, and the bodies of the dead have all been recovered from the wreckage on a rugged hillside. The fatal accident rate for helicopters in the U.S. was less than 1 per 100,000 flight hours in 2019, according to the U.S. Helicopter Safety Team, which tallied 24 accidents, claiming a total of 55 lives. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Mega investor Warren Buffett is selling off all of his newspaper assets. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Warren Buffett giving up on an industry that's been in decline in the digital age. Buffett's company, Berkshire Hathaway, selling its 31 newspapers for $140 million, all of them going to Lee Enterprises. Buffett had called himself a newspaper addict when he began buying them in 1977, first purchasing the Buffalo News. However, drops in revenue as readers make the switch from paper to computer screens have hurt the industry. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
As the Senate impeachment trial grinds toward a climax, it remains unclear how three Democrats will vote on whether to toss President Donald Trump from office. Senators Doug Jones from Alabama, Joe Manchin from West Virginia, and Kristen Sinema of Arizona are all question marks. It seems certain that the GOP-run Senate will lack the 67 votes needed to remove Trump from office, no matter what that trio chooses to do. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
South Korea reports that a small earthquake was detected near North Korea's nuclear test site. With more, here's USA's Wendy King.
The tremor occurred in an area near Kilju. The minor quake is believed to be the result of North Korea's sixth nuclear test, which occurred in September of 2017. Experts say that test may have involved a bomb that released the same energy as 108 kilotons of TNT. 3 years ago, they also warned of a major environmental disaster as a result of the explosion. Seoul's weather agency described the tremor as a natural earthquake and said it occurred in an area less than 2 miles from North Korea's nuclear test site.
An underwater explorer believes he's found the wreck of a ship that vanished nearly a century ago. The SS Cotopaxi was thought to have disappeared in the Bermuda Triangle in 1925, but a new show for the Science Channel, it's now concluded it sank off the North Florida coast. The steam-powered bulk carrier left from Charleston, South Carolina for Havana on November 29, 1925, with 32 passengers. The ship never made it to Cuba, and none of the bodies were ever recovered. According to the National Ocean Service, the port city is north of the Bermuda Triangle and part of the Atlantic Ocean, generally located between Miami, Bermuda, and San Juan, Puerto Rico. The Science Channel will show Barnett's journey to the Cotopaxi in the series premiere of a show called Shipwreck Secrets. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.